Phakamile Mnisi's travel to Durban from Johannesburg for what she says is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
We never thought that one day, as the Zulu nation, as young Zulu nation, will see a coronation of our king. So we say, long live our king, long live King Mr. Zulu.
Mrs. Zulu Kazwelithini is the ninth king to take the Zulu throne. His position now officially acknowledged.
Our king is indeed officially the king of the Zulu nation.
The certificate of recognition by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is likely to bring an end to a family feud around his succession.
I understand that history has chosen me at this time when the Zulu and other nations are facing several challenges. Among the challenges are poverty, unemployment, climate change, disasters, economic meltdown, food insecurity, famine, disease, that do not only ravage our people, but also our economies.
The king, clad in traditional Zulu attire, differs from his father, who at his coronation, more than 50 years ago, was made to wear a Western suit by the apartheid government. For many, this is a celebration of tradition and identity.
The coronation and the upkeep of the Zulu royal household may cost taxpayers millions of dollars every year. But for those here, this is a chance to celebrate their culture, and little else matters.
It is very important for us to be here so that we can be the witness of this day. As we are the young warriors, we appreciate him so much. We are lucky to have such a king, a humble king. Yeah, like King Mr. Kazwelithini.
Thousands have come out to witness the event. As warriors sing song of praise, prepare to protect the king, and maidens honor him, the popular young monarch prepares to rule over a nation whose approval cements his rule, but who also look to him for guidance for a prosperous social and economic future. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Durban.